Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. The Vatican says Pope Emeritus Benedict is lucid, conscious, and stable, but his condition remains serious.
The update comes a day after the Holy See revealed that the 95-year-old's health had deteriorated recently. Pope Francis revealed that Benedict was very ill and had gone to see him at his home in the Vatican Gardens, where he has lived since retiring in 2013. Amidst the bustle of St. Peter's Square, Vatican visitor Anna Malca wished him well. I think by now he has lived about long enough, poor thing. And since he's sick, he's not well. If God wishes, he will take him away. Vatican expert Massimo Franco says it is hard to tell the exact condition of the retired pontiff.
We don't know exactly if he's going to die in the next hours or not, because when you are 95, of course you can die in each moment.
I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.